Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. You can also check out the new Wait Wait quiz on Alexa and Google Home. You can even win the ultimate prize, the voice of your choice on your voicemail. Just say, open the Wait Wait quiz. Hi, you are on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sandra Purnell from Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, how are things up in Madison?
Cold.
Cold? They're cold, a little colder than they are in Chicago. What do you do there?
I'm a sous chef.
You're a sous chef. And do you work at some kind of restaurant?
No, I actually work for the Greatest Bicycle Company in Waterloo, Wisconsin.
Really?
Wait a minute, you're a sous chef at a bike place?
Yeah, we serve great, healthy, tasty food to all of the employees. We are kind of out in the country, so it's great for them to not have to go look for good food.
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Does everybody ride their bikes to work, I hope?
Quite a few do, actually, sure. Even in this weather.
Do you?
No.
Well, Sandra, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly and just do the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
Ready.
Here is your first limerick.
Smileys and thumbs up, we know these. They give letters and numbers a slow squeeze. The police are annoyed by cop poop tears of joy. My vanity plate has...
emojis.
Yeah. Emojis! I knew you'd get it. If you're a driver in Queensland, Australia, be on the lookout for new emoji vanity license plates. Gone are the days when you only had letters and numbers to reveal your narcissism to the world. Now you can throw in a laughing face, a hard eyes, smiley face, and eggplant. In case you can't afford a Hummer, just put an eggplant and people will understand. I mean, I guess it's nice that people can do that, you know, spice up their license plate, but it's going to make police chases really confusing. Attention all units, be on the lookout for a Honda Civic, plate number 5, peach, thumbs up, crying emoji, hamburger, bagel, bagel. Here is your next limerick.
With blue diamonds, green clover, and cheer, your hangover helper is here. Our IPAs boast a sweet marshmallow to roast. It's our magical Lucky Charms.
Black beer.
Yes! The correct response, black beer. Black beer. If you're the type of person who hears beer and thinks Saturday morning, have we got a product for you. It's an IPA made with pounds of Lucky Charms marshmallows in a new recipe that craft brewers are calling the end of our industry forever and magically revolting.
Am I the only person who doesn't know what IPA means?
No, I was just going to ask.
India Pale Ale. It's a kind of beer.
It's like a genre of
it's
beer.
It's a genre of beer.
Okay. I don't like beer, but clearly. If they made a Count Chocula beer,
really?
I would totally be into that. Really, even a Captain Crunchberry.
How about a Frankenberry beer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about a Trix beer? That would be for kids. Yeah. Here is your last limerick.
Not a brunch, but a home for my raw toes. My shoes are like foods that a spa knows. The soles are almost like some golden brown toast. And the top is like mashed.
I'm not getting it.
Millennials like this on mashed on top of toast.
Avocado.
Yes, avocados.
Yes, yes.
Apparently, you can now buy avocado toast shoes.
What?
They cost $140 a pair, or the equivalent of two orders of avocado toast. They're not really avocado toast. Their soles are brown like bread, and the shoes, the laces are a wonderful green. Oh no, now they're brown too. The shoes are going to be quite the hit, because who doesn't see food and think feet? You know what a good food would be to make into a shoe? A foot-long hot dog. Always the right size. Bill, how did Sandra do in our quiz?
Sandra pulled it out with a 3-0 win.
Wow.
Congratulations.
She's a powerhouse.
Thank you so much, Sandra, for playing.
Guys, love you. Bye.